Welcome to my Father's House podcast, episode 176, Covenant of Healing. Pastor Harley Coulterman delivered this message in Fort Wayne, Indiana, on March 7th, 2021.
God's an awesome God.
Yes, He is.
So before I get started here, I just want to give you a thank you note from Evangelist Michael and Linda Livengood. I said, Pastor Harley, thank you for your hospitality and incredible generosity. The offerings that you have given us should cover the entirety of the expenses for the quarantine in New Zealand and the airfare from Auckland to Wellington. You have blessed us. We are believing God for fruit that remains at my Father's house. And then he says he used some of the stories that some of the testimonies that some of you put on Facebook and other places. To share with some other people on Facebook, on his Facebook page. So God bless you. Thank you for welcoming them, and thank you for being open to a move of God. It's maybe a little different than what some of you experienced, but there's more ahead. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So let's just pray in the Spirit. Shaka bramekista da 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 basha maha salala maha. Reba kasada da da bashike sokola la mahanda makanda mahasha da 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 bahada. Reba kiri didi kishi kema sana da bakunda ba hasala la la bakara da 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 ba hashaka maha. Reba rekodi de seke breka didi de sala la la maha sanda da maha da 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 maha. Guru da bakushanda maha sala la 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 da da maha. Shiko bakodi didi kishi ke breba didi kishi ke broto da da masanda maha da bakala da maha. Reba kodi didi bashanda maha sanda maha da 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 maha maha seka da da maha. Shake a bakuri didiki sala la bakanda da 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 baham. Shake a barakada da 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 baham da baku shanda mahasala la 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 da baku da baham. Lord, we're grateful, we're thankful. We bless your name and honor you in this place today. We thank you for your goodness, for your mercy, for your greatness, for an outpouring of your spirit. We're grateful and thankful. Thank you for fresh anointing, Father. Thank you for your glory moving into the place, Father. Thank you for your glory moving into our lives, Father God. And thank you for your word, which never returns empty, always accomplishes what you please, always prospers where you send it. So, Lord, we open our hearts today to receive you. We open our hearts to receive your word. We open our hearts to receive your presence, Lord. And we thank you for showing up in a mighty way. In Jesus' awesome and majestic name, we pray. And everybody said,
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So today is Communion Sunday and our First Fruits Sunday. So thank you for sowing into Israel. The Bible says that God told Abraham, I will bless those who bless you. I will curse those who curse you. And out of you shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. So whenever we're sowing into the nation of Israel, especially into the kingdom of God, there's a blessing coming back. It's coming back. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. It's coming back.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So just want to speak to you this morning, if I can, about the covenant of healing that God has provided for us.
You
know, God's compassion for humanity is really unsurpassed. It's amazing, you know. If you think about it, why should God love us? Why should God love humanity? You know, there's so much evil and there's so much chaos and so much destruction and so much disrespect and dishonor and all of those things towards God and towards his kingdom and towards the world that he created. You know, if I was God, you should be glad I'm not God. It wouldn't be a good thing. Praise the Lord. But thankfully, God is a God of compassion.
Yes,
and he loves people. He loved the world of people so much that he gave his son Jesus, that whoever would believe in him would even have everlasting life.
Yes.
How incredible is that?
Amen.
How remarkable is that?
Amen.
So even though sin came into the world and through rebellion and disobedience against God, ushering in sickness and disease and every kind of hardship that you can imagine, or not imagine. God reached out with compassion, and he healed and brought restoration to people. From Genesis to Revelation, we see his compassion and his love for people and his restoration that he brings to people. So no matter how busted up, how broken up your life has been, or how many times you messed up, how many times you missed him, how many times you did things against him, he's still reaching out with his compassion and saying, I love you. I care about you. I want to bless you. I want to pull you out of this. I want to lift you out of this thing. I want to restore you. I want to make it right for you. Amazing, amazing, amazing God that we serve. And with the cross and with the death and the resurrection of Jesus, it ushered in a new covenant established on better promises. So as good as the old covenant was, and as much blessing as it could produce for people who were obedient to God and who were looking to God and who were reaching out to him, the new covenant is a better covenant.
Amen.
A covenant that's established on better promises. An amazing covenant that brings healing and restoration and blessing to everybody who will open their heart to receive. Amazing what Jesus did for us at the cross, how he ratified that covenant with his own precious blood. And it's still available today. The healing compassion demonstrated by Jesus in the Gospels is released over God's people today in amazing ways. Our hope and our prayer is that today you receive yours. I want to go to the book of Numbers. Really interesting testimony in the book of Numbers, the 21st chapter, the 4th verse. It's a story about a snake. You say, what does that have to do with covenant? Well, you'll see. Numbers chapter 21, verse 4. It says, then the people of Israel set out from Mount Hor, taking the road to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. So this is a story of the children of Israel coming out of Egypt. Remember all of the miracles, all of the blessing that they saw, and the tremendous Passover when the angel of death came and saw the blood on the posts and on the lintel of the houses of the Israelis. Everybody that was in that house was safe and lost no firstborn. But nobody that did not have the blood escaped the death angel. In every household of Egypt, in every barn, the firstborn of everything died if there was no blood there, if there was no covenant of blood over their door, on their lintels. So now the Israelis, they're moving out. They're moving towards the promised land, and they're coming around. They're trying to circumvent the land of Edom. And it says, but the people grew impatient with the long journey. How many can relate to that? They became impatient with the long journey, and they began to speak against God and against Moses. How quick people are to forget the miracles of God. Let's not be like that.
Amen.
Let's not forget about the blessing of God.
Right.
Let's not forget about the blessing of the past 2 weekends, the mighty anointing that you received, the stepping into the glory that you received. Don't let it get old and don't let it get stale.
Amen.
Because God has more for you. But these people demonstrated against God and against Moses. I think it's interesting, you know, it wasn't just against Moses, it was against God. They said, why have you brought us out of Egypt to die here in the wilderness? They complained. Complaining. You know, we live in a blessed nation, and yet how many people do you hear complaining? There's nothing to eat here, nothing to drink. The refrigerator might be full and the cupboard's full. But there's nothing to eat, nothing to drink. Complaining. We hate this horrible manna. God's provision for them. daily provision for them. So the Lord sent poisonous snakes among the people, and many were bitten and died. Verse 7. Then the people came to Moses and cried out, We have sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take away the snakes. So Moses prayed for the people. Then the Lord said to him, make a replica of a poisonous snake and attach it to a pole. And all who are bitten will live if they simply look at it. So Moses made a snake out of bronze and he attached it to the pole. Then anyone who was bitten by a snake could look at the bronze snake and be healed. I think that's just an amazing story. But it's not just an amazing story. It's a demonstration of the love of God. Mm-hmm. Do you remember how the Bible says that God took his son, the one who knew no sin, and made him to be sin for us so that we could be made the righteousness of God in him? Yes. Now can you understand the symbolism of the snake? If the snake was a symbol of sin and the entrance of sin into the earth, if the snake was the symbol of the bite that destroyed the lives of people, they had to look upon that sin on the pole before they could receive their healing. But everybody that looked, everybody that had the faith to look up at that snake on that pole, to look at their sin on the pole, to look at their sin elevated, everybody that looked was healed. Amazing the mercy of God. He should have just killed them all. You know, the Bible says that he wanted to do that. He wanted to kill them all and start over with Moses. And Moses said, wait a minute. You can't do that. And there you begin to see the power of intercession. Maybe some of you have some family members that don't deserve to be saved. Some workmates that don't deserve to be saved. But if you'll step in the gap and be the Moses that prays, the Moses that intercedes, you're going to see a change in your family, in your workmates, in the people that are around you. Because God is a God of mercy, and God is a God of grace, and he honors the prayers of his people. You know, the Bible says that the prayer of a righteous person avails much. The prayer of a righteous person accomplishes much, produces wonderful results. The prayer of a righteous person blesses those that are around them. So now let's just skip a few centuries over to the New Testament, the New Covenant, in John chapter 3. Another amazing story, and you'll see the relationship between that story and this story from the book of Numbers. John chapter 3, verse 3. There was a man named Nicodemus, a Jewish religious leader, who was a Pharisee. After dark one evening, he came to speak with Jesus. Rabbi, he said, we all know that God has sent you to teach us. Your miraculous signs are evidence that God is with you. And Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. Unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. What do you mean? Exclaimed Nicodemus. How can an old man go back into his mother's womb and be born again? Jesus replied, I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Humans can reproduce human life, but only the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. So don't be surprised when I say, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it wants. Just as you can hear the wind, but you can't tell where it comes from or where it is going, so you can't explain how people are born of the Spirit. How are these things possible? Nicodemus asked. Jesus replied, "You are a respected Jewish teacher, and yet you don't understand these things? I assure you, we tell you what we know and have seen, and yet you won't believe our testimony. But if you don't believe me when I tell you about earthly things, how can you possibly believe when I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ever gone to heaven and returned, but the Son of Man has come down from heaven. And as Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him will have eternal life." What an amazing, amazing revelation to a Jewish man who was a religious leader who knew everything but knew nothing about eternal life. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Aren't you glad that he's found you?
Amen.
And you found him?
Yes.
But even more important than that is whether he knows you or not. Jesus was patient with this man. His compassion for him, even though he should have known better, was amazing. He's so patient with us, so kind, so loving, reaching out with amazing, amazing faithfulness to his people. How many times did somebody witness to you before you said, "Yes, finally"? How many times did you hear the message before you finally got it? How many times did God have to speak to you in order to make it real to you? But thankfully, he never quits.
Amen.
He's faithful and watches over his word to perform it, as so well put by Pastor Israel about the Shoked 3. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just take a moment and thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love, for your compassion. Jesus, when you healed those 10 lepers and only one person came back to thank you, you said, "Why just this foreigner? Where are the other 9? So, Lord, today we come and thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love and thank you for your compassion.
Thank you,
thank you for your faithful and patient explanations of what you were doing and performing in the earth when you came as the Son of Man. Thank you, Jesus, that you paid the price with your own precious blood to save mankind from themselves, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your compassion, for your love that's being poured out in this place today. Thank you for healing wounds, Lord. Wounded hearts, Father God. Broken lives, Father God. Thank you for your tender, loving care and your mercies, Lord, which are new this morning, Lord. And Father, for your great faithfulness, Lord, to touch everybody that will call upon you, Father, to be saved. Thank you, Jesus, for healing every wound, Father, for healing broken bodies, Lord. For healing presence of Jesus coming into this place and going across the airwaves, Lord. Healing cancers, Lord. Healing heart problems, Lord. Healing arthritis, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence, Lord. For your healing presence flowing over your people today like never before, Lord. For restoring them, for restoring vision, Lord. For restoring eyesight, Lord. For restoring hearing, Lord. We thank you and praise you, Lord. Shekabramakista for healing backs, Lord. Shekabramahasa kamaharadamaha. Shekabramakista kabramahasa kamaha. For healing people in their knees and in their feet today, Lord. We're thankful and grateful, Lord. Shekabramadira sanda makanda makachekabramahasa kamaha. For a new fresh anointing, Lord. Destroying yokes and lifting burdens off of people, Lord. For lifting long-standing burdens, Lord. For healing wounds from the past, Lord. Father, even when we were children, Lord. For healing, Lord, devastating things that happened to us as children, Lord. Thank you, Father. For healing the wounds, Father God, and bringing a well of forgiveness, Lord, towards those who hurt and harmed us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, that we don't have to step into one more day, Lord, with pain, Lord, with misery, Lord, with regrets, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the manifestation of the year of your favor, Lord, which Jesus came to bring, Lord, coming into the lives of people, bringing restoration, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for restoration flowing like a mighty rushing river, Lord, into the hearts, into the lives of people, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that the things that were stolen by the enemy being restored in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the wealth of the wicked, Lord, being laid up for the justified, Father. Thank you that you give to a man who's good in your sight wisdom, knowledge, and joy. But to the ungodly you give travail to heap up and to gather together to give to those who are good in your sight. Thank you, Father God, that the justified shall live by their faith. Thank you, Lord, for a fresh anointing, Lord. For a fresh Father presence, Lord. For a fresh uplift of faith rising in your people, Lord. To take a hold of, to receive, Lord, what you've provided for them at the cross, Lord. When that covenant was ratified by the precious blood of your Son, Jesus. Thank you, Father, that you're Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides the sacrifice, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that you provided the sacrifice of your own Son so that we could live and move and have our being, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for the blessings that you've sent that make us rich and add no sorrows to them. Thank you, Father God, that as we walk in your ways and we look to you, Father God, you are the Lord who reaches out and helps us and blesses, Father God. Thank you, Father God. We're thankful and grateful, Father. Instead of being complaining and bitter today, Lord, we're thankful and grateful, Lord. We destroy, Father, the spirit of anger, the spirit of fear, the spirit of bitterness by the blood of Jesus and by the power of Jesus' name. We destroy it off of our homes, off of our families, out of our workplaces, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For healing those who call upon your name, the name of Jesus, the name above every name, the name which is above every name in earth, heaven, and hell. The name at which every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Jesus, you are the Lord. To the glory of God the Father, you are Lord, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the power of the blood. Washing sins away today, Lord. Wiping them out, Lord God. Obliterating them, Father God. The precious blood of the Lamb. Jesus, you took our sins in your own body on the tree so that we could be dead to sin and alive to righteousness and be healed by your stripes. We thank you. We're grateful, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that as we receive communion today, Lord, the covenant blood of Jesus, the covenant broken body of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Father, that a miracle will take place in our lives. A miracle will take place in our homes. Restoration, Father, will come like a mighty rushing river. Your blessings will come over us and overtake us, Father God. Thank you, Father God, as we partake and remember and memorialize the death of Jesus, the Son of God, the one who was raised up like the serpent on the pole, Lord. Jesus, we're looking on to you, the author, the developer of our faith, Shekhobra, so that we can run the race that's before us. Thank you, Jesus, for provision. Thank you, Jesus, for supernatural wisdom. Thank you, Jesus, for making a way when there isn't a way, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for parting the Red Sea, Lord, and letting us go through on dry land. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for miraculous, Lord. A miraculous flow, Father, in our midst. Thank you, Jesus, for the mighty miracles that you've done in the Old Testament, the New Testament, all coming into our lives at once, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for healings and deliverance and blessing, Father, and fresh anointing from heaven, Lord. Coming over us, coming over our families, coming over our workplaces, coming over the stores that we visit, Lord. Thank you for your glory flowing like the waters cover the sea, Lord. Thank you for a fresh flow of your glory, Father, in this place and in our city, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for those that would call upon your name and be saved, Father God. Thank you, Father, that they're coming by the hundreds and by the thousands, Lord, to know Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Lord, for a mighty outpouring of your Spirit, Lord. A mighty baptism of water, a mighty baptism of your Spirit, a mighty baptism with the fire of God. Thank you, Jesus. We're grateful today for your goodness and for your mercy, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For joy unspeakable and full of glory, filling our hearts, filling our homes, filling our lives. Thank you, Jesus, for filling our hearts with your presence, Lord. For filling our lives with your presence, Lord. For filling our homes with your presence, Lord. For filling our churches with your presence, Lord. For filling our cities with your presence, Lord. We're thankful. We're grateful, Lord. We lift up the name of Jesus. Jesus, you said if you would be lifted up, all men would be drawn unto you. We're thankful and we're grateful today, Lord. Let his glory touch you this morning. Let his presence fill your life this morning. Let the mighty outpouring of his Spirit flow over you, in you, to you, and through you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, put a spirit of thanksgiving in your people, Lord. Put a spirit of gratefulness in your people, Lord, today like never before. Thankful and grateful, Lord. And Father, we just call mighty miracles in the families today. Mighty deliverance in the families today. Shekabakonda da da maham. wayward children coming back, Lord. Shekabakunda Mahasa. Coming back, Lord. Coming back to you, 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 Lord. Shekabrama Kastada Maha. Shekabramaha Sakamakada Ridubaso Mahadana Maha. Shekabrama, thank you for your fire falling on our homes, Lord. Your fire falling on our families, Lord. Shekabakodarika Sakamahada Mahasa. Shekabrama Kedidiba Chekabrama Sakamahada Maha. Fill our homes with your glory, Lord. Fill them with your glory, Lord. Let the glory of the latter house be greater than the former, Lord. Pour it out, Lord Jesus. Let your greatness and your goodness be known in our homes and in our families, Lord. Let your name be respected in our families, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for miracles of healing in our families, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for miracles of healing in our families and our homes, Lord. Thank you for miracles of deliverance, Lord, in our families and in our homes, Lord. Father, you said those that wait upon you shall renew their strength, Lord. They'll mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint, Lord. Let it be, Lord. In our homes and in our families, Lord, let it be so. Renew the strength, Lord. Renew the vision, Lord. Renew broken bodies, Lord. Renew broken hearts, Lord. Renew broken homes, Lord. Father, we stand in a gap for our city. How many times, Lord, would have you brought this city to you? How many times would have you called them? How many prophecies have been spoken over this city, Lord? Father, we call your grace and your mercy over our city. We call your great faithfulness into our city, Lord. Jesus, be high and lifted up in our city so that men can be drawn unto you. And with them, Lord, women and children and young people, Lord, from east to west to north to south, Lord, let them come to you by the hundreds and by the thousands, Lord. Father, let the greatest outpouring ever known in this city, Lord, let it fall today. Let it come into the streets, Father. Let it come into the highways, Lord. May it come into the May it come over the interstates, Father God. Let the glory of God be poured out on our city, Lord, like never before. Let the former glories pale in the face of the latter glories, Lord. Keep your promises over our city, Lord. We call you to your faithfulness over our city, Lord. Shekabaramadi de Bachekabra Masa Mahanda Mahasa. Heal the broken hearts in our city, Lord. Set the captives free in our city, Lord. Those that are held by demon power, we set them free in Jesus' name. Those that are worshiping the God of this world, Satan, set them free, Lord, in Jesus' name. The Satanists and the witches, Lord, set them free now by the blood of Jesus. We break their curses in the name of Jesus. We break their stronghold in the name of Jesus. We break their stranglehold in the name of Jesus. We destroy the power of witchcraft over our city in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood of Jesus. Let every captive be set free, Lord. Let every prisoner be set free, Lord. May the traffickers in our city be exposed, Father, and brought to justice, Lord. May the murder of babies stop today in Jesus' name and by the power of the blood of Jesus. May the killing of the unborn be stopped today in the name of Jesus and by the power of the blood of Jesus. No more sacrifice of the children, Lord. May the gun violence stop in our city, Lord. May the murders stop in our city, Lord. May the gang warfare stop in our city, Lord. We destroy the power of drug addiction and alcoholism in Jesus' name. May the addicts and the alcoholics come to you, Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and be set free, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the covenant blood that you shed on the cross of Calvary to make it all right, to make it all possible, Lord. Let the flow of that blood, Lord, touch every heart and every life in our homes, in our families, in our city, Lord, in our churches, Father God, across this city, Lord. Let the mighty outpouring happen, Lord. That's been prophesied over and over and over, Lord. Let it happen. Let it be, Lord. We call it in Jesus' name, Lord. Have your people make room for you, Lord. Have them make a place for you, Lord. No more too busy. No more too far. No more too long, Father. Let the glory come, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're grateful and thankful. We're grateful and thankful, Lord. We're grateful and thankful, Lord. We're grateful and thankful, Lord, for your outpouring, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus, for healing the woman that was molested, Lord, when she was young. The one that's in this room, Father, the ones that are watching, Lord. Thank you for taking away the pain, Lord, and the trauma, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing her now. Thank you for complete healing and restoration, Lord. Father, thank you for setting men free today. Free to serve you, Lord. Free to live for you, Lord. Free from vices and devices, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Shekama, completely free today by the blood of Jesus and by the power of Jesus' name. Shekabroma kastake makanda da maha. Shekabokonda da maha staka maha. Shekabra maha. Free from porn and immorality, Lord. Shekabrama kastaka maha da da maha. Shekabokosta da maha seke maha da maha. Free by the blood of Jesus and by the power of Jesus' name. Shekabokonda makeda da da maha. Let freedom ring in the house, Lord. Let freedom ring in the homes, Lord. Let freedom ring in the streets of our city, Lord. Let the adulteress be free and delivered by the blood of Jesus and by the power of Jesus' name. Let the fornicator be delivered and set free by the power of the blood of Jesus and the power of Jesus' name. Sheka brahma kasta adadadada maha. Sheka brahma hata adadadada maha. Sheka brahma hasta kadadadada maha. Sheka brahma hasta kamahadada maha. Set the strippers free from the strippers' poles, Lord. And out of those places, Lord, that they leave and find you and those who came to see them as well in Jesus' name. Put a move in your spirit, Lord, in the streets of our city. We close those places down by the blood of Jesus and by the power of Jesus' name. Let your mercy flow in this city, Lord. Let your greatness flow in this city, Lord. We break the power of the sins of the fathers, Lord. We break the curse of the sins of the fathers, Father. Let your mercy be poured out, Father, to 1,000 generations of those who love you and keep your commandments, Lord. Be the Father to the fatherless, Father. Be the husband to the widow, Father God, and the father to the orphan, Lord. Jesus, 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 Call on his name, Shikobakonda Mahasa. Call on his name, Jesus Kobrimasa Namaha. Jesus Kobrimasori Bakanda Maha. Jesus' name above every name. Jesus' name above every name. Jesus' name above every name. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy. Shikamana Masana Basham. Shikabakoda Mahasa Maha. No other name, Jesus. Just yours. No other gods, Father, just you. Shikabakanda Mahasa. Shikabaduma Kanda Bakecha Kabra Mahasa da Baham. Shibrukosanda Maham. Lord, we're grateful and thankful, Lord. Thank you for visitation, Lord. Thank you for visitation of your people, Lord. A mighty visitation of your people, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Believe in God the Father.
I believe in God the Father.
The Creator of the universe.
Creator of the universe.
And everything that's in it.
And everything that's in it.
I believe in Jesus Christ.
I believe in Jesus Christ.
Jesus the Messiah.
Jesus the Messiah.
The one who was sent by the Father.
The one who was sent by the Father.
Who loved the world of humanity.
Who loved the world of humanity.
So that all who would call on his name. Could be saved. I believe in the Holy Spirit.
I believe in the Holy Spirit.
The one sent from the Father.
The one sent from the Father.
The one sent by Jesus.
The one sent by Jesus.
To live in the hearts of men and women.
To live in the hearts of men and women.
I believe in the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
The God of the universe.
The God of blessing.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In a few minutes, we're just going to receive communion, but let's just pray in the Spirit, and Ellie and Sarah are going to pass out the communion elements. So let's just pray while they're doing that, Sheka Brahmasa, or just sing in the Spirit, Sheka Brahmasa, Nanamaham. Rema Kala Radamasu, Brikidididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididid Paramasandike. We worship you, Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. Jesus, we worship you. King of kings and Lord of lords, we worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords, we praise you. Thank you, Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords, we praise you. We praise you. We praise you, Lord. Ramakarios de Maham. Rebadadadakosha kambramasala la 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 We bless your name. We bless your name. Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus, King of King and Lord of Lords, I bless your name. I bless your name. Jesus, the healer, I bless your name. Jesus, deliverer, I bless your name. Ramakastera Ramashom. Jibreanda Kodala la 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 la. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be praised. Shoko brahma kista la 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 la. Just receive from him now. Shoko brahma saka maha. There's a blessing settling over the place now. Mighty blessing of God is coming over your face. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. This do in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" So let's break the bread and eat together this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just like your body was striped with the cruel beating that you took from the Romans, Lord, and your body was pierced, you were wounded for our transgressions, you were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace, Lord, was placed upon you, and with your stripes we were healed. Today we stand before you commemorating your death, remembering your death, until the day you come back.
Thank you, Lord.
And in doing so, we're receiving our healing today, our restoration today, your awesome love poured out on the cross for us today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you took our sins in your own body on the tree so that we could be dead to sin and alive to righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Your word says, Lord, that we were crucified with you, Christ, the Messiah. Nevertheless, we live, yet not we, but you live inside of us. And the life that we live now, we live by the faith of the Son of God, you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because you loved us and you gave yourself for us. So let's take the cup and drink together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood shed on the cross of Calvary. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. And since time immemorial, there was never forgiveness without the shedding of blood. But your word says that you shed your blood once and for all, so that we could be forgiven and invited into your kingdom. Thank you, Jesus, for that sacrifice. That you were the Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the earth. You were the sacrifice that God provided when Abraham looked to the mountain and saw that he didn't need to kill his son, that you were giving your son. Thank you, Father, for honoring your covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and for honoring the new and better covenant, Father, that we have by faith in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for making us children of Abraham by faith in you. We praise you for it and give you glory and honor and thanks this morning in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just pray for those over the internet today, those who are watching us online, live stream. Father, for those on the podcast, I pray that your mighty touch, the presence of your Holy Spirit would invade their lives in a special way today. Father, that their homes would be filled with your glory today. That your anointing would destroy the yokes, Father, that they may have been carrying, and lift the burdens off of them today. That your grace for living would come over them, Father, that they would serve you acceptably with reverence and godly fear. I take authority over every kind of spirit of fear, every kind of bondage, every kind of destruction that Satan has brought against them. In the name of Jesus, you cease and desist your maneuvers against them. And by the power of the name of Jesus, Lord, we release your presence and your freedom in their lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're a mighty Savior. You're a glorious Lord.
Thanks for listening to this episode of My Father's House podcast. We hope you'll subscribe to hear our latest updates. My Father's House is a non-denominational Christian church located at 5712 Bass Road in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We invite you to visit us by checking schedule information at mfhfw.org. At our website, you can also support the work of My Father's House with your tax-deductible donation. We pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers.